Harper Audio presents Dead in the Water by Stuart Woods, performed by Tony Roberts. Stone Barrington slowly opened his eyes and stared blearily at the pattern of moving light above him. Disoriented, he tried to make sense of the light. And then it came to him. He was aboard a yacht, and the light was reflected off the water. He sat up and rubbed his eyes. The night before had been the stuff of bad dreams. He never wanted to have another like it. The nightmare had started at Kennedy Airport when his live-in girlfriend, Arrington Carter, had not shown up for the flight. She had been supposed to come directly from the magazine office where she had been meeting with an editor, but she had not arrived. Stone had found a phone and had tracked down Arrington, still at the New Yorker. "I guess you're not going to make the plane," he said. "It leaves in 20 minutes.
Stone, I'm so sorry. Everything has exploded here. I took the proposal for the profile on Vance Calder to Tina Brown, and she went for it instantly. Turns out she had tried and tried to do a piece with Vance when she was at Vanity Fair, and he would never cooperate. Vance is coming into New York tomorrow, and I've got to introduce him to Tina at lunch. There's just no getting around it."
"I see," he replied.
"Don't worry. I'm already booked on the same flight tomorrow. You go ahead to St. Mark's, take delivery of the boat, and I'll be there by midnight."
"All right," he said.
"Oh," she sighed, "I'm so relieved you're not angry. I know you can see what a break this is for me."
Stone hung up the phone and ran for his plane. Moments later, he had settled into a comfortable...